This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply, another legislative check-in with State Representative David Brock Smith, who represents parts of Douglas County. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So obviously an unusual legislative session given COVID, et cetera. Talk about how the process is going for you these days.
Well, the process is rather unfortunate. Of course, the public is closed. The Capitol is closed to the public, which is just not the way that we should be doing legislative business. The benefit, if there is one, is people can chime in through media online to give their testimony. So when they only get 3 minutes, they don't have to drive the 2 hours to the Capitol from Roseburg for only 3 minutes of testimony. But it's really not the way we should be doing the legislative process. It's the people's capital, and they should be allowed in to voice their concerns on legislation, good or bad, that is going to impact them.
I know the House has been doing some different things procedurally than the Senate. Has that put your chamber a bit behind?
Well, it has, but in a good way. So the House is, our 23 members are united in following the constitutional mandate to read every bill word for word and not waive that bill reading to date, which has stockpiled over 60 bills in the House. Which is a good thing, because some of those bills are bad bills and we're going to negatively impact my residents in Southwest Oregon, as well as Oregonians as a whole. And we just want to be relevant, if you will, as a supermajority in the public process. One of the issues that we have is about that process, for example, that I brought up in our energy and environment, as I'm the vice chair of that House committee on Monday, is I have, one of our tools is to write amendments to the bills. And I am often a drafter of amendments to legislation to make it better. But you need the paperwork in order to move your amendment. And since the supermajority controls every aspect of the process, the paperwork isn't getting done, if you will, to move a minority member's amendment. And so we can bring it up, we can talk about it, but it's already a foregone conclusion, basically, that we can't move that amendment because the paperwork is not available. So you have to go through a secondary process of waiving the rules, so to speak, in committee as one motion and to get that approved before then you can support that amendment for that legislation. And if there's a fiscal attached to it, it makes it even harder because the, of course, legislative committee wants to know how much it's going to cost before it moves forward.
So with that procedure, with the things happening differently, one of the challenges, I would presume, is getting through everything, given that in the midst of this, you're also working on crafting a budget for the next term.
This is true. The House Republicans have been very clear in that we want to prioritize budgets for public safety, for education, for wildfire victims. And we have waived rules on those budget bills to bring them to the top of the calendar and not to read them so that we can expedite those important pieces of legislation for our citizens. But really, there's no negotiation occurring from the speaker to our minority leader, Christine Drazen, who's doing a fantastic job. And that's what we're wanting, because we can negotiate on what bills are good, what bills are bad, what's not going to be harmful to our citizens, because what happens in Portland isn't necessarily what's good for Green or Winston.
As you move through the process here, one of the other things this session is redistricting. I know there was a court ruling last Friday. Talk more about where things stand.
So thank you so much for bringing that up, Kyle. Redistricting is the most critical piece of legislation or process this session. With the court ruling, you had Secretary of State Shamia Fagan filed an injunction, if you will, that wanted her to take control of the lines. But the court, of course, allowed the legislature to continue with that process. For those that need more information, redistricting, it happens every decade with the census. The census has been delayed because of COVID. It is when the lines for the legislature, so our Senate lines and House representative lines, as well as our congressional lines, are redrawn based on a number of factors: population, communities of interest, natural boundaries, such as, you know, city lines, roads, so on and so forth. And there's what's called gerrymandering that has occurred in the past, where you have these districts like around Eugene, for example, that carve in the U of O corridor just to make sure that there's more D's in that district than R's, but they don't adhere to communities of interest. It is critically important that folks go to the Oregon Legislative Information System, get on the redistricting, as there's a redistricting online roadshow, and demand, if you will, a independent commission, because politicians should not be picking their people. People should be picking their politicians. And so if we had that independent commission, we could then have a legitimate redistricting lines being drawn without the supermajority gerrymandering their control, which is, frankly, what we're dealing with today. Because as you remember, in 2001, the House Democrats walked out of the building to stop the redistricting from occurring. And then Secretary Bradbury from that time was able to draw the lines. And those are pretty much the lines we have today.
So do you think, even with this committee, if this goes through ultimately, are we going to get this done in time, looking ahead to the 2022 elections?
We will. So the Supreme Court's ruling allowed for a delay. We're supposed to receive the census data by September, which then would allow the redistricting lines to be done by the end of September, October, which will be in time for primaries in 2022.
And State Representative David Brocksmith with us. Got about a minute left. Anything else you want to share with folks this morning?
Well, there is some good stuff. I've been working on some legislation to deal with our natural resources, one of which is our declining salmonid populations. And we were able to move my incubation box program bill for South Coast Rivers out of committee this week. We've been able to move forward with we have a pike minnow problem on the Rogue, for example. And so I was able to move a bounty program out for the pike minnow in the Rogue River, similar to the same program they have on the Columbia to save some monad species. So there's some positive stuff that's happening as well.
All right. State Representative David Brocksmith, legislative update. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, sir.
8:40 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply.